Churchill's Empire, The World That Made Him and the World He Made, by Richard Toy. Narrated by Michael Page. Copyright 2010 by Richard Toy. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with A.P. Watt Limited and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Prologue. On 10 December 1954, a visitor from East Africa was waiting on a horsehair sofa in the hallway of 10 Downing Street. Suddenly, the small, frail figure of Winston Churchill appeared from behind a screen, said, "Good afternoon, Mr. Blundell," and offered him a slightly stiffened hand to shake. The two men went together into the cabinet room. It was only 3 o'clock, but Churchill, smoking his customary cigar, ordered them both a strong whiskey and soda. As they sipped their drinks, their meeting, scheduled to take 15 minutes, spilled out to last 45. The topic was the Mau Mau Rebellion against British colonial rule in Kenya, and Michael Blundell, a prominent white settler with a somewhat spurious reputation as a liberal, was given an impassioned exposition of the Prime Minister's views. Churchill began by recalling his own visit to the country in 1907. Then he had found the Kikuyu group, from which most of the rebels were now drawn, to be a happy, naked, and charming people. He professed himself astonished at the change which had come over their minds. He became animated over the problem of how settlers might be protected from attack, and he poured out a flood of ideas designed to defend farmers, tripwires, bells, and other early warning systems. But in his view, the issue was not really a military one. The problem was to get the rebels' minds. His eyes grew tearful.